I knew it was gonna record over it. Hold up. Hold the prepaid phone. All right. Yes, I am black. I am black. Let me go stand in front of my computer in case I need to look up some info. I am black, people, with another episode of the Sink and Acid podcast. Ow! This morning was lovely. I took a nice little lukewarm, almost cold because I'm old shower. I slathered myself. I am slick. I am slippery and I am wet. I slathered myself with some body butter. Yes, and we all know the scent. We all know the flavor. Cocoa butter. Don't come for me unless I send for you. There wasn't an episode last week. Well, what happened, DeAndre? What happened? I could lie to you. Tell you I'm waiting on this mic to pop up. But truth is, I haven't even ordered it yet. I'm gonna go a little spin crazy, which I always question in these pandemic times if I should, but there are things I need. Like, my couch broke 2 months ago. Yeah. So I'm gonna get a couch. And also, I'm tired of going to the laundromat. So I'm gonna buy a little portable washer and dryer. And I'm gonna buy a mic. And a bed set. Like, my year lease is almost up. And now I'm like, oh, I should probably, like, do stuff for this place, huh? I'm gonna renew it. But still, it's like, oh. Like, it took me so long to get comfortable and used to being by myself, with myself. Because, baby, let me tell you. Me by myself, me with other people, I'm annoying. So yeah, took a shower, slathered myself in oil, and then I went for a nice casual stroll, and went for a nice casual stroll. I can't talk. I went for a nice casual stroll in the neighborhood, and it was fun, and it was nice. I really gotta get this tooth pulled. Like, this is ridiculous. I don't realize how much of an issue it is until I'm eating or talking. So I guess before I go on my spending spree, I'll go to the dentist first. Because this is just ridic. So yeah, did you know? I've been noticing this. Did you know that the gas station is where it's at? Like, people go to the club to meet people. Chicks, you know, put on their really tight maxi dresses, their little high heels, and then go grocery shopping in the morning. Like, that's normal. You know, I don't know where you look for people. People get on apps, but the place to find it, especially when you don't want it, is at the gas station. Like, for the last two times, ugh. I could have been a thought, because they were some good-looking guys. You know how people give you, like, the once-over, the up-and-down? Oh, yeah. I got that the last time I went. Dude was looking hard, too. Dude was looking hard and heavy, but he never approached me, so, This time, dude was doing the double take, and he approached me afterwards. And that's usually when, depending on how the conversation goes, you go back to my place, go back to his place, do it in the car, do it in the parking lot behind the gas station. You know, whatever gets your boat going, wherever floats your boat. 22-year-old DeAndre would have, man, tear that shit up. But 29-year-old DeAndre is not interested. And he can't be bothered. He's adulting now. It's going to take more than an up and down look at a gas station to get me going, sir. Meanwhile, he was good looking. He was a street dude. You know, the people in my family like a thug. Like, when I actually saw who my dad was and, like, saw his social media and got a look at his personality, it was, like, the direct opposite of my mom. Like, so much so that I went to her and I was like, Mama, what the fuck were you thinking? I didn't say it like that, but basically, like, Why him? All the people to choose, as smart as you are, as beautiful as you are, why that nigga? Because I wouldn't choose anybody like that, even on my worst day. And I have! But no, honestly, it's kind of weird. It's kind of scary how we can continue with the same pathology without even realizing it. Like, I didn't really know my mom's boyfriends like that to know what kind of temperament they had. Like, they were floating by, pretty much. They didn't take the time to get to know us or anything like that. But I still found, and then the guys later on, like, outside of my dad, the boyfriends that we did meet, they weren't exactly street-type guys or hood-type guys. So, but my dad definitely was. And she had one boyfriend who I just knew I did not like. I just knew it. It was just one of those things where the kids, I just knew it. He was just ugly. And that was mostly the basis of it. Like, if he was a cute, attractive man, I probably would have tried my son. No, but he was just a short, ugly man. Not good enough for my mama. And it turns out, I don't know, something happened to where they had an account together and there was fraud to his account. And since they had a joint account, they took her money from their joint account to cover the fraud. So I was like, I knew that's why I didn't like that nigga. I knew that's why. Because even if you're not with somebody anymore and something like that happens, I feel like, come on now. Be responsible enough to do something about it. Especially if you know your ex is a single mom with four kids and they just screwed her over. But anywho, I digress. But yeah, baby, the gas station is where it is at. Who knew? I guess other thoughts, like myself, you know. Oh yeah, so I got a cup of coffee, got some cigarettes, came back on home, and now I'm here recording this podcast. I didn't do it because I was getting high. Like, I was smoking every fucking day, getting my life, but it doesn't really, all the ways it used to serve me with, like, stress and anxiety and helping me move along, it doesn't serve me in those ways anymore. So it's kind of like, well, why do I do it? That's kind of how I feel. Because now it just makes me lazy and it makes me sad. Like, there's no motivation after I smoke. Not even, like, I actually recorded two different episodes that could have been posted last week. But I didn't like them. So I didn't post it. So I did work. I did, like, you know, move towards the goal of posting every week. I don't know. And it would make more sense if what I was posting was so high quality that I was so hard on myself that I just didn't post those. But I'm literally just pressing record and then talking off the top of my head. I've tried to write scripts. That didn't work. My idea behind it is get used to talking. Get used to making up shit to say. So when you do start doing stand-up, it can be more naturally. It can come more natural to you. Like, talking in front of people, I'm not afraid of. Now, talking or speaking, as I brought up in my last podcast, articulate is the issue. And please don't tell me if I am, because I will be offended, you raging racist. Of course I speak articulate. What the fuck you mean, bitch? I'm on one today. I'm on one and not on anything. Praise God. Praise Jesus. I took an interesting study earlier today from Duke University. And it was so funny, the name of this, because it kind of figures out. So, okay, they first take you through what it's going to be about. Like, they're just going to ask you certain questions based on a certain topic. I feel like the topic is already set out, but they don't fully tell you what it is, so you can't have any preconceived notions about how to answer the questions. And then they go through a series of questions, like, I'll be mad if anybody feels like I'm gay, or I wouldn't be mad if anybody feels like I'm gay. Do you agree? Do you strongly disagree? I'd be mad if people thought I was feminine. I'd be worried if they didn't think I was masculine. And then it goes into a series of questions where it asks you, like, what things are more important. I forgot the next series of questions that it asked me. Oh, it was a series of questions like, as a best friend of the bride, you're more likely to be a bridesmaid or B, host the bachelorette party. Like, it was asking questions specifically pertaining to, you know, if you're a guy, what you think, or like what women should think, or like how often, or morning sickness is in the first trimester or the second trimester, or what about guy things? Or, like, specific guy things, like, you would use this for this, or you would use a hammer to nail. Like, what would you use to nail in something? Would you use a hammer or a screwdriver? Not something that stupid, but basically questions like that. So first it asks you how you feel towards sexualities and whether people think you're masculine or feminine, and then it asks you questions pertaining to masculinity and femininity and how you think and which one is the correct choice, or, like, how much is this, or you need how many cups of water for one cup of rice. I put, like, three, like, one cup of water, or three. I put, like, three because you always need more water than rice. I don't know. I always... This is me and rice, and I don't know how people fuck up rice, like just regular plain white old rice, because I remember growing up and sometimes the rice would be too burnt, sometimes it would be too hard, and it didn't matter who was cooking it. It was mostly good all the time, but a couple of hit and misses. But every single time I make rice, it's never been a miss. So I'm like, I don't know how people fuck up rice. But anywho, what I found shocking is that based on my score, and it's from -4 to 4, -4 is more feminine, like feminine, and 4 is masculine, and you know, -3, -2, -1, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, that's the scale. So they tell you all this afterwards. I didn't know, like, exactly what this was pertaining to, but they tell you all this afterwards and what it means. Let me go to it. Said, let me go to it. Oh, yeah, okay. So it says, and this is so funny because if you know me. Okay, so I'm just going to read everything. This quiz is designed to measure your personality related to the topic that was assigned to you. For this specific topic, the scores from this quiz range from -4 to 4, where -4 indicates that your personality profile is mostly feminine, and +4 indicates that your personality profile is mostly masculine. For me, I know for a fact that people would mostly say my personality profile is mostly feminine, and how I talk, and how I move, and my actions. I've had a couple of friends try to talk to me about my walk. They're kind of foreign, so they have said in their mind, man, woman, bunch of kids. So, like, you walk kind of gay, you need a wife, you need this, and I've taken one to a gay club. Like, nigga, I'm gay. I'm not, my sexuality, I feel like, can't be defined. If I were to describe it fully, I mostly relate to pansexual, meaning your gender identity doesn't matter. Like, I'm in it for the person. It doesn't matter what their gender is. That really isn't. Like, it's a man-made concept, so it really doesn't matter to me. But just to explain it in layman's terms, I say gay, because it's just a simple thing to say. Like, if somebody asks you what your favorite color is, and you name a specific type of red, they're going to look at you crazy. But if you say my favorite color is red, oh, okay, that's what they get. So, yeah, I don't really, in terms of masculine or feminine, even though I act really feminine, my thoughts are mostly masculine, but without the toxicity of the masculine thoughts. Like, I'm a man, yes, but I'm also feminine, and that's okay. You know what I mean? So it ranges from -4 to 4. I know a lot of people would probably say I'm -4, but my, they call it a jizz score. It's a jizz score to determine how masculine or feminine you are. And if you're at a 4 on the jizz scale, that's a lot of masculinity. I think they would say that's a lot of jizz you have, sir. That's a lot of jizz. My jizz score is 3.84. How to understand your jizz score, your jizz, your guys, your wah. How to understand your wah score. You scored equivalently, I can speak, to the average jizz score for men. Your score indicates that your sense of self is more masculine than feminine, which I knew deep down, personally. Not even deep down, like I know, but my appearance would indicate differently, which is like, okay, cover, book, you got me pegged, I guess. So, your score indicates that your sense of self is more masculine than feminine, suggesting that you are as masculine as the average man. fairy dust sprinkles. Yas! Again, you can see your score graphed alongside other men that have taken this quiz on this topic. When you have finished reviewing your profile, please enter the correct confirmation code below and answer the question below the graph. So this was study. So here is the graph. Gender identity self score. About 60% of men averaged where I'm averaged at 3.84. Now again, they don't lead you on to telling you that it is a gender identity self score. It's just like general topics relating to gender and sexuality, but you don't know how they're going to quantify it at the end. So based on that, the fact that they don't really preempt you with an idea of what it's going to be about, it's just random questions, and since they didn't preempt you or really tell you what it's about, you're probably more inclined to answer honestly. This is how I honestly feel as a person. You know, female, male, sexuality aside, based on these questions, this is how I feel as a person, and then this is the answer I got. Which is, I don't know, it's just funny to me. It's funny because, again, like, I just recently had a friend tell me, like, last week that, we're real friends, and I am very appreciative of anybody who tells me how they really feel. I will always appreciate that over some bullshit, or somebody acting out, or somebody hinting, or somebody judging me, and then it coming out in other ways than you, when you basically could have just told me up front. So basically, she said, she has kids too, some of her kids are gay, and we're really close. Like, I went to go visit her when she had surgery in November. So we're really close. We're really good. She basically said that, you know, God doesn't approve of it. It's wrong. And I said, God's okay with it. God made me. He's quite all right with it. He does not care. To the other two friends who talked about, like, my walking, you walk like a girl, or you need to walk like a man. It's like, guess what? You don't have to walk by me at all if it's that much of a bother to you. You know, so I'm kind of done. Like, I would not sit with the racist and try to befriend them and help open up their world and expand their minds when they're going around calling all black people niggers and we're this and we're... Like, I would not put myself out there to do that, to help them, to elevate, like, Gammy said on Red Table Talks, that it is not our... It's not our job to raise her consciousness. It's not my job to raise people's consciousness when it comes to ethnicities and racism. I'll speak out and say certain things that bother me, but that's not particularly my job, and I don't really take that on as a job to do. So I'm no longer going to do it for my sexuality. That's kind of where I'm at with it. Like, these things really don't matter. I mean, they matter in terms of people are still dying because of the color of their skin or because of their sexuality or how they choose to identify gender-wise. For example, black trans women are constantly being murdered in these streets in America and across the world. Dang, where was I going with this? So yeah, it is serious in that regards to where people are still losing their lives over something as trivial as these things. So that's kind of why I talk about it, but still, I'm not going to take on the job of putting so much energy into somebody who doesn't get it, because I really can't change their mind. They're going to have to change their mind. Like, gone are the days where I'm like, well, at least I'm showing them. Because even when I was younger, people would say, oh, you don't act like the rest. Oh, I can tell you were raised right. You don't act like, well, what am I supposed to act like, bitch? Like, how do you, so you're grouping us all together, and because I break that mold of what you think black people are, that means I'm the only one that's like that? Or could it be that your idea of us was fucked up from the beginning, and me being there shows you that what you thought was fucked up from the beginning, you know? So, that's where I'm at with it. No longer gonna do it. Ben stopped doing it for race. Now I'm gonna stop doing it for sexuality. And what I mean by stop doing it is stop allowing the comments. Well, I never let the comments slide. Like, when one friend asked me, why do you walk so gay? I said, because I'm a gay man. Like, what do you want from me? So I never really let them slide. When my friend said homosexuality was wrong, it's right. God told me it's right. We besties. He texts me all the time. He said, I'll put y'all on earth for a reason. So I've never really just sat there or stood there and took it. But now I don't want to engage or give it any energy at all. Like, if you think my walk is gay, guess what, bitch? You ain't never got to worry about walking next to me again. If you think homosexuality, I can't even say homosexuality. Like, I don't like that word, gay. If you're saying homosexuality or being transgendered is a sin and it's wrong, then guess what? Why am I in your life? This sin and this wrong, you don't have to worry about that being in your life. Like, if somebody's doing something that's fundamentally wrong to me, I'm not going to be their friends in the hopes that, of what? Like, if you're on crack and you're going around jacking people, and I didn't know at first, but then I found out, you can guarantee that me and you will not be hanging out. Because I don't do crack and I don't steal. Those are things that are fundamentally wrong with me. So why would I engage? Why would I give that any energy or thought? So let me help you out. Because I feel like you're doing a disservice to yourself. So let me be of service to you and just cut myself off from you so you will never have to worry about that again, you know? And I don't ever have to worry about my friend, you know, thinking, oh, what he doing is wrong. Oh, you gonna go to hell, but I'll be friends with you on earth right now. Like, no. Those days are gone. So that's good. I think I'm just call me Will Smith. You know, I'm on the pursuit of happiness. I'm selling these medical machines that don't nobody want. Me and my son sleeping in bathrooms at gas stations while I go blow men behind the gas station at a dumpster because they gave me the second look around. Like, I just want to do things that make me happy. And selling these machines and taking care of this son ain't making me happy. So I'm putting away the machines. I'm giving up that little nigga for adoption.
And I'm just living for me. For me and my life. Because that's what I want. Okay.
That's where I'm at with it. That's where I'm at. Like, why does it matter? Why does it matter? And when did God need a mouthpiece? I don't care. Your opinion of my life, I never need to know about. I never need to know about. And once you tell me, best believe I'm going to act accordingly and do what's best for me. Like, just so stupid. Like, I don't go up to people and say, your wife ugly. Why you still with her? That's none of my business. I don't go up to chicks and say, you know, your dude fucking that other dude behind. Like, that's none of my opinion on your life. You don't need to know it. I don't need to know your opinion on my life. Like, sometimes we just all need to take a healthy dose of shut the fuck up. That's all. We just all need a healthy dose of shut the fuck up. And yes, I do blame social media because social media allows us to freely put out our opinions at any time, at any given moment. And no, people don't have to pay attention to it. And people can block you and blah, 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 blah. But since we're so freely open to give our opinions to the masses at any given time, we think every opinion that we give is important online and in real life. And it's not. It's not. We can save some of that. You can save some of that shit for your journal, for your diary, okay? I don't need to know it. Well, sometimes what I think, other people don't need to know it. Like, I guess we have to look at the intent before we speak. Like, what was the intent behind certain people telling me how I walk? It should be more masculine, it should be wrong. What was your intent? What was my friend's intent on telling me that God doesn't approve? What was their intent? And even still, if your intent was good, why do you think, like, how does that matter to me? Oh, so-and-so said I should walk more masculine. I guess I should. Why? Why? What's it going to do? If I walk more masculine to your standards, how is that going to benefit me in any way? Am I going to have $1 million in my bank account the next day because I walked more quote-unquote masculine, more like a man, more, like, what's gonna happen, what successes, what blessings are gonna rain down upon me because I walked a certain way, if I decide to quote-unquote go straight, like, what's gonna happen, God gonna like me now? That's another thing, I don't want to serve a God, I don't want to serve a jealous God, I don't want to serve a vengeful God, I don't want to serve a God who discriminates based on race, gender, sexuality. If that's the God you serve, then we serve two different entities, man. We serve two different entities, and the person that I believe, they're not even called God, and they don't give a fuck. They don't judge. You have free will for a reason. The only person who can place judgment on your life, bitch, is you. Hello, you are the judge and jury for your own life. So it makes no sense to me when other people come in and try to be the judge and jury for your life without provocation, without anybody asking. Like, did I ask about my walk? No. Did I ask about my sexuality? No. I'm pretty comfortable and confident in those things on my own. So I don't know why people ever felt the need or feel the need to say those things to me. And I know it won't happen in the future. And if it does happen, then oh well. We just won't be friends, bitch. You just won't get to experience the significant highs and lows of the life that is mine, okay? And that's a treat. You can ask other friends. That is a treat. That is, especially on my lows, bitch. Because if you feeling down and then you hear me on my low, you going to be real. You're going to be like, oh, well, I mean, it could be like that, but it's not. So I guess. Okay. I make people feel thankful and grateful to have this life. And you're just going to miss out on it. So I guess this episode was about gender and sexuality and my thoughts on those things as it relates to me. And the study was done by Duke University. I'm actually going to email the person who I think did the voiceover for the study. Because I don't know, it was just such a unique study. Never done one like this before. The results were interesting. The results aligned with what I know to be true or how I think. But in the end, my thoughts are more masculine or I act more feminine or I act more masculine and my thoughts are more feminine, again, at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. What matters is, like, in what ways do those thoughts, like, how do those thoughts go? Like, if you tend to think more feminine, do you think that all guys are trash and rapists and obsolete and toxic males? If your thoughts are more masculine, does that mean you think women are less than, they're not strong enough, they talk too much, they deserve to be homemakers, they need to only be, like, you know, it's like, okay, so your thoughts are more feminine or your thoughts are more masculine, but where do those thoughts align with? Where do they go? So, I don't know. It really doesn't matter, and I'm comfortable with it saying anything because I know my thoughts don't lend to toxicity. Like, my thoughts are pretty much evenly killed. They're pretty much common sense. So I'm good on that. So yeah, shout out to the Duke University for that cool little old study. And no matter what your sexuality is or your gender is, just live your motherfucking life. Because who gives a fuck? These people don't rule over you. They don't lord over you. You're the ruler. You're the judge. You're the jury in your own life. Do what makes you happy. Just don't hurt yourself or other people. Because then you won't be happy. And that's it. Be safe. Take care.
Peace.